Stop 5.
Stopp, stopp. Ta ut pausen lite grann längre så att man inte genom tonfallen någonting utan bara genom pausen känner hennes missväxt.
Filmstaden was the place where Ingmar Bergman spent his formative years and made his breakthrough as a director. And this square has been named Ingmar Bergman Square. The low single-story building in front of you is the Director's Pavilion. Now housing a gourmet restaurant, the Director's Pavilion was once the workplace where the cream of Sweden's directors wrote and reworked their scripts. In the 1930s, the film editors also moved in here, with the likes of directors such as Victor Sjöström and Moritz Stiller making this a powerhouse of creativity.
Man fick gå in genom den där porten och tyckte att man kom alltså in i himlen.
Coming to Filmstaden was like coming to paradise for Ingmar Bergman. He was relatively unknown when he started working here as a 25-year-old. He'd previously been involved in writing and setting up mainly amateur theatre productions. The appointment in 1942 of Swedish radio head Karl-Anders Dymling as head of SF marked a shift away from the light-hearted comedies that had dominated Swedish film production since the late 20s. The focus was now on more serious films. With the onset of the Second World War, neutral Sweden's film industry experienced a renewed boom. In 1940, Swedish filmgoers flocked to the cinemas at the rate of a million a week. The equivalent figure today is around 70,000. This more serious phase in Swedish filmmaking suited Ingmar Bergman, who, during a long stay in hospital, had written the screenplay for the movie Frenzy. SF bought the rights and brought him in as assistant director and script assistant.
Vill ni ha det otrevligt? Så gärna för mig.
Bergman's efforts to come to terms with his experiences at senior school were a sign of things to come. Frenzy, directed by Alf Sjöberg, became the biggest blockbuster of the 1940s. Ingmar Bergman directed a few exterior scenes in the film, thereby marking his debut as film director. It gave him a real taste for the task, and he was soon entrusted to direct his first feature film. It turned out to be something of a disaster, and as Bergman himself said in an interview years later, the film's title, Crisis, was apt indeed.
1945, den här kris, så blev jag utkastad. Därför att den gick ju åt helvete och jag var...
However, in 1955, Bergman directed the comedy Smiles of a Summer Night, partly shot here in Råsunda. That production marked Ingmar Bergman's international breakthrough, won him honors at Cannes, and signaled the start of what could be described as his period of greatness. In the course of a few years, Bergman proceeds to direct some of the most successful films of his career, most of them here in the Filmstad area. After his success in Cannes, Ingmar Bergman was given a free hand. The head of SF commissioned him to direct a new low-budget production of an old, previously refused screenplay, The Seventh Seal, with a young Max von Sydow playing the part of a knight. This film was produced in record time and with a record low budget.
Vem är du?
Parts of it shot here in the area.
Jag är döden. Kommer du för att hämta mig?
Jag har redan länge gått vid din sida.
Det vet jag.
Är du beredd?
Min kropp är rädd. Inte jag själv.
Tack!